black is king is a body of work that everyone needs to not only hear but see. I am not a member of the Beehive. I am a fan of Beyoncé's, and I respect her work. Liked her first album, loved Lemonade, Homecoming, and this. I feel like Lemonade, we got to see her as just being a human, a black woman that has lived and has gone through things that are personal, and that she can relate to some of the same things that we as black women go through. This Black is King, just the visual is completely amazing, just like Homecoming. Homecoming was like, OMG, yes. If you went to a HBCU, if you didn't go to HBCU, but you've seen how they rocked and how they get down, you felt at home. You were like, yes, I can, this, all of this, give it to me. That is Black is King. There is just so much in it that you can break down and discuss, but I loved the visual. I loved that it was a tribute to the black men and women's beginning. This was a, we come from greatness. We come from kings and queens. We need to remember that and act accordingly. When you listen to the conversations that are being played as the album goes through, and you hear the sound bits from The Lion King, if it doesn't click in your head, then you've missed it. You need to go back and watch it again. It speaks to you. If you need some empowerment and you're not sure, or you're questioning whether or not your skin is beautiful, that melanin that you have, if it's really all that it's cracked up to be, if you're questioning the fact of whether you should act one way versus another, I'm telling you, it's a song for you. In Black is King. This was her body of art that she, as far as I would assume, the executives who make those big decisions. Beyoncé is on a whole nother level. And when you get to a place where you can make the decisions on what you want to do, that nobody else is driving, nobody else has a real say in what you produce and present to the world, you're on another level. And that is Black is King, because her fans span far and wide, but this body of work was specifically for black people. Okay. Yes, she wants everybody to enjoy, and she might not even care, honestly. I mean, she's to a level where whether you like it or not, this is what she wanted to do. Her creativity on it, just directing it and having it in her mind of how she saw things and how she wanted it shot, was amazing. But she has gotten to a point where she's, you know, basically saying, I want to go to my roots. I want to allow my fans, both near and far, to see the greatness that me and my people come from. And I love that about Black is King. I've already messaged a coworker and I said, girl, when COVID, go wherever it came from and we can get our Black history back on, we gotta pull from this. It's at least two songs that I know that me and her both can do with our kids. But it was truly an amazing piece of work from top to bottom. I just loved, it was just amazing. It was a deep, you can tell it was deep and personal, and that she wanted, you know, this is something that came from her heart. But also, she didn't care whether she got the green light or not, because she got her own green light, to be real honest. She has her own green light. And so people who want to tell her no have to realize this is Beyonce. So your no is null and void. So with that, check out Black is King. Let me know your thoughts on Black is King. Thank you, Beyonce, for something amazing. My black is beautiful. We shine like pearls. We are kings and queens. And if they don't know, now they know. And that is just a few words.